Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. I don't blame you for being surprised, but ITV has reportedly cancelled the traditional freebie summer party for the cast and crew of Coronation Street.
I see, so it's an act of remarkable stinginess, as the article says. It's interesting, but I think it's a telling moment for television's slow demise.
Exactly, the medium is contracting, and ITV has been reducing the number of episodes for both Coronation Street and Emmerdale to just 5 half-hour slots each week.
Right, and the cast contracts have also been redrawn to decrease the number of episodes. An actor is guaranteed per year. The soaps are slowly shrinking.
I remember the glory days when the opposite was the case. Back then, they would have to stick characters into scenes just to meet contract guarantees.
Wow, that's so interesting. You may wonder why Rita would hover in the Rovers with a couple of lines every now and then.
Wright and I was in the room when the decrees came down from high level at ITV that the number of episodes was going up to 5 a week.
Now it feels like watching the tide go out again. But even in those glory days, things could be surprisingly threadbare on ground level.
That's right, production was always at a basic level, and complicated props were a nightmare to get. Ask for something special and you were inviting trouble.
There was never enough time for retakes or even proper rehearsal. Huge amounts were spent on big budget trailers and direct-to-video spin-offs that didn't boost the ratings at all.
Wright and the staff were rushing scenes at the end of the day to avoid overtime. I remember thinking about the rather battered third-hand car driven by the then-producer of Emmerdale.
I highly doubt the person behind the second biggest show in the States is getting about in a vehicle like that.
The increase in episodes turned the soaps from occasional treats to everyday background material. Their ubiquity made them easier to ignore.
Keeping up with double episodes and regular installments required a major lifestyle alteration from viewers. Standards inevitably slipped.
The last time I tuned in regularly, I noticed mismatches in continuity and a depressing uniformity of tone.
Every scene was played and shot in the same way as every other one. There's no time to do anything else. The contraction of these shows is a sign of something wider and more significant.
British TV as a whole is contracting. ITV's revenues plummeted by 8% in 9 months in 2024. The BBC is also struggling.
It revealed that its content spend will drop by £150 million for the coming 12 months. The thinking is that British broadcasters can't compete with the high production values of international streamers.
But the streamers are in trouble too, with rising subscription fees and the introduction of advertisements into their programmes.
It may well be that TV streaming is itself a bubble, though a surprisingly long-lived one. What will this contraction leave us with?
What will we do without television? At what point does it stop being recognisably television? Has that already happened?
Maybe AI will inspire new methods and new ideas. I doubt it. Old brands are already everywhere in the media.
Who would have thought that three of the big shows of 2025 would be Bergerac, Blankety Blank, and All Creatures Great and Small?
What next? Gritty, multi-ethnic reimaginings of Rent-A-Coast or Don't Wait Up?
AI will surely smash into the TV industry's reliance on the familiar and the very old. Frustrated that there are only 12 episodes of Fawlty Towers, enter a prompt and get 100 more.
A bespoke portfolio of AI content is conceivable. I long for a TV drama that tells its story in chronological order, and I'm beginning to think that's only going to happen if I ask a computer to provide me with one.
I find myself strangely optimistic about this brave new world, not for the program makers, but for viewers.
The disconnect between these two groups has got ever wider and more extreme, and has hastened the inevitable demise of TV.
AI will surely be a better judge of what people actually want to watch than some spotty Herbert with a 2-1-inch diversity studies.
Roll out the robots.